5 is from Corporation Counsel, amending section 201-24, parent 4-1 of Milwaukee County General Ordinance as it pertains to certain pension enhancements for non-representative employees. This was referred to the Pension and Study Commission, which will probably meet tomorrow before the pension, before personnel, and then also to personnel.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Good morning, Chairman. Mark Grady from Corporation Counsel Office. As requested by the committee at its last meeting, I have drafted an ordinance amendment to prevent correction officers who are promoted to these potentially created correction officer lieutenant positions from acquiring the Rule 75 as requested by the committee. It is before you. Because it involves a change to the pension ordinance, it must be referred to the Pension Study Commission and to the Pension Board, which meets next Wednesday, prior to County Board meeting on Thursday, and also to personnel, of course, and it requires an actuarial report. The actual report was received last night, and it is before you now. Mr. Langer is here to speak to the actuarial savings from this proposal.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. April 13th letter in front of you, review of proposed ordinance amendment to the retirement system for now.
Before I'm getting started, can you introduce yourself?
I'm sorry, Larry Langer, actuary with Huff Consultants.
Thank you.
April 13th letter in front of you, a two-page letter. And what we did was reviewed the potential savings for folks if they did not get the Rule of 75. The different thing about this is that there's 18 positions available for these folks, and we don't know who they are right now. So we took a look at averages and things of that nature to give you a sense as to the savings with regard to potential savings for each of these folks. So we ran the corrections officers folks through our system with and without the Rule of 75. And with the Rule of 75, the average liability was somewhere around $102,000. When we eliminate the Rule of 75, the average liability is somewhere around $90,000 for pensions. So the approximate savings on average would be about $12,000. There's some caveats or additional things to think about with regard to this. I mean, this is not like a one-time deal. People could potentially go into these positions and be promoted going into the future. As salaries potentially increase over the course of time, the $12,000 in savings could increase as well. Different folks will be impacted in different ways by this. I say an average of $12,000, but there might be people that, frankly, wouldn't even avail themselves of the Rule of 75. They might be too old when they first became hired to get a Rule of 75 pension. And so some of those folks, there might be no impact. If you happen to have a person that is years away from retirement now, but when the Rule of 75, if it gets implemented or isn't removed, these folks potentially could retire years earlier, and you could result in pension impacts that could be up closer to $100,000 as opposed to $12,000. So this is an average, and just to give you some sense as to the impact of the provision. Retirement eligibility tends to be a pretty healthy impact on the cost of liabilities, when people retire. And so you can see here by the cost, it's roughly a 10 to 15% reduction in costs by not by making sure that the Rule 75 is not inadvertently implemented. Be delighted to entertain any questions. Those are my prepared comments.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just
one
follow-up comment, just to reiterate what Mr. Langer said. You were talking about 18 positions, but it is not just 18 people, because as those people leave, retire, there's turnover, this effect will continue to be felt as those positions are refilled and for decades. So we don't know what that number is, but it's certainly more than 18 people who will be affected.
Any questions, Supervisor Joseph?
I would move approval of the resolution.
Okay. I think the recommendation was to refer to the Pension Study Commission. And
it has been referred. Yes. So this committee can take action.
Okay. Sorry, Supervisor. So you have moved approval. Move approval by Supervisor Jerzyk. Any other comments, Supervisor Jerzyk? No. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
With respect to this correction of officer lieutenant's position, do we have a history in county government? It seems as if we're looking at 18 positions. Do we have a history of looking at a small subset of positions or people in positions, and do we have a history of kind of like segregating them and giving them a special situation? Is this something that we've done repeatedly?
Mr. Chairman?
Demonstrate.
Approximately 2 years ago, year and a half ago, in summer of 2009, something almost identical to this was done with respect to deputy sheriffs who were going to be promoted to non-represented deputy sheriff positions, so captains and on up.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to prevent those individuals through promotion from gaining, in addition to the Rule 75, the bigger issues for them were the final average salary bonus, the other pension enhancements from the year 2000, backdrops, multiplier increases, all those enhancements. And so the county board did pass an amendment to the pension system, the pension ordinances, to prevent those people, much like these people, from gaining pension benefits through promotion.
Okay. Any other instances besides what happened in 2009 related to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department that you can recall, Mr. Brady?
Off the top of my head, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I can't think of another example like that. This is really, I think, a more recent phenomenon because of the increased benefits that were granted in 2000, and now the fact that we have different benefit structures for different union mm-hmm. members versus non-rep members.
Yes, sir.
And historically, becoming a non-represented employee resulted in a decline in pension or other benefits, and this is a difference since the year 2000 where it can might otherwise result in an improvement.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions? We have one person who would like to speak to this item. Rich Graber.
Actually, next item.
Next item? Sorry. Okay. So now, any other questions? We have a motion by Supervisor Jerzyk. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll?
On approval, Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 5-0.